Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things, if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking moccasin joke. Well, the party gonna hell. Out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Wonderful! You bet, boys, I'm telling you. I'm ready, raring to go. And I've got to share so much with you guys, along with the two that makes up this fine trifecta. It's me and Rockstar, our good buddy Rocky, and the Swede, Robin Holmberg. I think we've come up with a Lollapalooza here tonight, and we're going to be getting into that. But before I do, I just wanted to give a couple of shouts out to two of our brethren. Youngblood, Rob, was his birthday today on Pearl Harbor Day, and I talked to him, and happy birthday, Rob, one more time. And Chuck Creel was his birthday on Sunday. And Chuck, I hope you're listening, and happy birthday to you one more time, to you and your family. Ladies and gentlemen, these are two of the most precious people that mean so much to me and my guys in the Bigfoot world. I've known these people for 15 to 18 years. They've both been very gracious to me and my guys whenever we're out in their area primarily in Alabama and Georgia. Their hospitality has been just immense. And happy birthday, guys. I love you to bits, as you know, and we've talked about it. We're on the phone, all of us today, for a bunch of times. And thank you so much for what you've given and done for me and been a part of what we're trying to do here. That's one thing. Number two, I want to give a big, big shout-out to my good buddy Ali, who owns Ray's Auto in Redwood City, California, on El Camino. I'm going to tell you this brief story, and I don't know if you're going to believe it, but it's true. I go to the dealership on my Jeep, and because the light came up. Your air suspension needs immediate repair or look at. So they go through the whole thing, and they say, oh, it has to be replaced. It's about $10,600. I says, really? The car is 12 years old. It's got 113,000 miles on it, and you're going to sit there and tell me you want me to pay $10,000 to get this fixed. I said, just give me my car and get the hell out of my way. I go down to see another guy that I know, Gustavo. He didn't have the right equipment. I call this guy, Ali, and he says, come on, bring it on by. He says, let me see if I can help you out. Kind guy, nice, super, young man. You know, he's no more than about 30, 35, if at that. He had the car for about an hour, and a day and a half, and he diagnosed the problem. Final call out of the whole thing to fix it, get it running the way it's supposed to, and do what it's supposed to do, $564. Did you hear that, folks? Ding, ding, the witch is dead, $554 versus $10,600. Well, you know what yours truly is ready to do. I'm calling Consumer Affairs. I'm going to Better Business Bureau. I'm going to go to the Attorney General. Only if they don't make good over at the dealership. Because tomorrow I'm going to the dealership. I'm going to say, here, this was your bid. You diagnosed it, and I went and got it done here, and that's what it cost me. So you're either going to do the right thing, or I'm going to Eyewitness News, Consumer Affairs, Better Business Bureau, and the Attorney General, because this is called senior financial abuse, folks, and we're sure as hell not going to have that happen at all. Okay, I got that out of the way. Ali, one more time, thank you from the bottom of my heart, son. You did a hell of a job. We're going to be sending a lot of business your way. All right, now let's get on to the Bigfoot news. I've got to tell you something. You've got to go and look under the board, the billboard of tonight's show. You're going to blow your mind. And this came strictly from Rocky himself. I mean, Sweet and I talk practically every day. Rocky also, but he comes when you got to understand something about Rocky, okay? And after all these years that I've known him, 18 years plus, I never knew the talent that this man possesses. I mean, if you go through it, which I just found out recently, and I didn't know this, that he was he won Mr. Arkansas bodybuilding contest. If you saw his physique, you'd have to go out of your tree and say, oh, my God, what's next, okay? And he just – he was 1998 tri-state champion, under 160 pounds. If you see him, you think he was Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then in 1989, he was Oklahoma Classic, trying to win harder. I mean, it's just phenomenal to see this man, okay, and see how he's lived his life and gone on to the next chapter in his life. I'm going to read the billboard to you, ladies and gentlemen, and this is his words. When we talk about doing this, I give him a hint or two, and then he goes and puts it together. He says, welcome to the Searching for Bigfoot show. Welcome to the Searching for the Bigfoot Show. Come join Tom, the godfather of Bigfoot Biscardi, and his faithful followers, Rocky and the Swede, as they discussed those who would lie, cheat, and steal to take the name of the godfather of Bigfoot. Jealousy can be an ugly animal. Remember, the Searching for Bigfoot Show airs every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, Mountain Time, and Eastern Time. Also check the website. He is fired up because we had a discussion about how many people used us as their launching pad to go on to their next chapter in life and steal from us. A good friend that recently was on our show, and welcome to the Bigfoot world, Lyndon. Lyndon is a neighbor of out there in Elkins, Arkansas, of Rocky and the Swede, and he sends me an email and just floored me because I never thought of it that way. That, hey, Tom, is so-and-so trying to copy your show? Take a look at this that I sent you. And, oh, my God, I did. And there it is. He's he took for what we've got on our show, put it in his. And that's how this whole thing boiled out. And then we started talking about names and people who've been on our show throughout all these years. Remember, folks, we're the longest-running Bigfoot show ever. Ever, 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 ever. Don't let nobody kind of bullshit you. We've been doing this since 2004, man. It's a long time. So here's the thing. The rock star, and let me tell you something. He's probably one of the most humblest people you'll ever meet. Doesn't get over exhausted about anything. Doesn't get troubled about anything because he's the kind of guy that'll just take so much and then come right up to you and look at your nose in the mirror right now, folks, because after he gets through with you, it'll be in the back of your head. No talk, no bullshit. Boom, fuck you, you're no good, and walk on. But that's my rock star. That's my brother, man. He don't take no bullshit, okay? I'll tell you something else about Holmberg. Don't mess with him neither, okay? I just saw a picture of a 360 block of a V8. Somebody said to him, hey, I'll bet you X amount that you can't pick that up. Well, at his age, he picked that sumbitch up. He's had it on his shoulder. I got pictures to prove it. Here's another one. It doesn't take much. He's humble. He's a good guy, and he has reason. But he got on to this rage with the two of us, with me and the rock star, and he says, you know what? Rocky's right. Rocky is right. And ladies and gentlemen, he is. He's tired of hearing the bullshit. He's tired of hearing and seeing how many people have absconded with our work, our hard work. Because they all think it's a game, okay? They're all, you know, armchair quarterbacks. They sit there and they watch things on the computer or they hear it on their phones. You think they give a shit? Hell no. They don't care. But they'll plagiarize you. They'll badmouth you. They'll come up and say things that never even happened about you. Now, I'm going to tell you folks this right now because it does my heart so good pleasure right at this point in time to know that the camaraderie, the loyalty, the respect that I have with my team right now, I can't lose with the stuff they use. Without any further ado, I'd like to bring in my co-host, the rock star, and also bring in the beard of knowledge, the Swede. Can you guys, are you with me?
I'm here, and he's here.
I heard you. I didn't hear the Swede.
Yes, indeed, Tom. I am here.
Okay, fellas. Well, I hope you understand now where I'm coming from on this. And Rocky, from the bottom of my heart, man, I got to tell you straight up, I've never seen your feathers get ruffled up as much as they did in the last day and a half. But I respect you for it because how did Popeye say, I can't stands no more? And he, that
there you go.
Yeah, would twiddle in his mouth, and he'd get that can of spinach and put it in there and ingest it, and the next thing you know, all habit broke loose, and don't be near him because he'd be kicking your ass. So, and to hear you, Swede, come along and back both of us on this thing and say, you know, can't these people be original? Can't they be real on their own? Do they have to plagiarize? Do they have to steal? Do they have to lie? Do we have to be jealously ugly about what they're doing? Why, instead of, you know, sending roses and kudos because they had nothing, they were nothing, but yet they used us as a plummeting board to get to the next chapter. But they didn't know what to do, folks, when they got to the next chapter in life in the Bigfoot world. They just figured, oh, well, you know, hey, I'm in the Bigfoot world now, and I told my story, and Biscardi gave me a shot. And now I'm just going to plagiarize and go off of them and see if how many listeners I can get around the globe and do my thing. I'm just going to shut up right now. I need my co-host to come in and tell you how he feels about it. Rocky, you got the stage.
Okay, before I get into this, one thing I would like to say. A friend of mine approached me the other day and said, I listened to your show the other night, and he said, I thought you was the co-host. And I said, well, I thought I was too. What changed your mind? He said, who the hell is Marco Bill? Okay, Marco Bill was, he was the original co-host. He was before me, but unfortunately, you know, we lost him. He was a great guy, one of the nicest people you could ever meet. But we talked about it after he died, and Tom tried a couple of other guys that just didn't work out, and Tommy tried it, but you know, it was kind of a problem for him because the different hours. And so who was Marco Bill? Marco Bill was one of the best people that we knew, and we're proud to know him. And he was the original co-host. I can't fill his shoes. I can just do my damnedest. Okay, that being said, like Tom said, I try not to get in over my head. I try to keep a cool head. So, and a lot of times I fail. But we work at this. Okay, we've had this COVID thing going on that has kind of put a stop to a lot of things. Well. Up until that time, I put so many thousands of miles with Tom and Tommy and the Bigfoot crowd. Me and the Swede did a couple of things on our own because everybody else was busy doing the same thing, just different places. Well, see, I think the thing that really set me off was when I was looking through old memories and I saw the Bigfoot in the freezer. Okay, I said that I wasn't going to use any names tonight because everybody everybody that I'm going to mention, everybody know, they know they're who they are. I don't have to give their names. They know who they are, and they know what they are. But I saw the Bigfoot in the freezer, and I thought back to the hoax of the century. I watched that movie some years ago, and I got angry is not the word I'm looking for. I like people to be honest. I like people to be honest with me. I like people to be honest with my friends, with my people. Well, this son of a bitch wasn't. There's nothing, not an honest bone in his body. And, you know, I won't tell what his name is, but his initials are Rick Dyer. Tom and me and the Swede and Chico and, help me, Robert, what was the other guy's name?
Remember. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't remember his name.
We went to Rockwall, Texas. We had a great time. We met lots and lots of people. Never signed my name that many times in the course of a night in my life. But then, you know, after all the pleasantries and handshaking and just all the good times that we had while we were eating, well, it was time for me and Sweet to go out to the spot that we had staked out. That night it got super, super cold. Got up the next morning, there's an inch of ice on my tent. But, you know, that's what we did. That's the kind of stuff that we always did. And we stomped around there looking for tracks, and we did all kinds of the stuff that you do when your boots on the ground. And Tom and Chico came up and said, need to get your shit packed. I said, oh, well. I said, why? What's up? He said, well, apparently one of the other Bigfoot hunting, the computer hunters had contacted the local constabulary, and they came down there and let it be known that if we stayed, that we would stay in the county jail. Told us that we had to move out immediately. Well, some of the ones that we had talked to the night before, to some of the computer hunters, had they'd gone behind us. They was peeking over Chico's shoulder, and they figured out who it was that owned the land and everything, and contacted him. And anyhow, they played dirty tricks, and we got rent out. We were asked to move. Well, okay, Rick Dyer, you know, what he did was really chicken shit. The computer hunters, they were really chicken shits. Anyhow, we went on. We did it. We did our thing. We've been all over the United States, and it seems like all of these places that we go, all this time that we put in searching for Bigfoot, we've got this band of idiots out there that are watching our every move. As soon as we pull into town, I mean, when you have a sign on the side of your truck that says Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated, people ask questions, and I mean, it's just, sometimes it turns into a madhouse of people wanting to tell their stories and wanting to hear what all we've been through. And so then it immediately goes on online, and the computer hunters are on our asses again. They never get there first. When we get there, you know, yeah, we talk to people. We don't do stuff like charge $600 for somebody to go on expedition with us and loan them a headlamp and one of the electronic ears. We don't do that stuff. If you want to go, you can go, as long as you don't screw things up. But we go out there and we search for Bigfoot. We search for Bigfoot. Well, okay, sometime back, I got a picture. I got, some, of course, my card is out there, my number's out there. Somebody saw my card, and they sent me a picture of a Bigfoot. And so just so happened, Tommy was like days away. And so I contacted him, and I sent him a copy of the picture. And he said, okay, look down at the bottom. Okay, well, apparently I didn't have my glasses on the first time I looked at it, because there was some stuff down at the bottom that you see on every, you know, every picture that's taken on the and spread around on the internet. Come to find out, it was a gorilla in a zoo in Germany. Well, okay, that was my dumb ass, but anyhow, these people were trying to shine us on. Well, that made me mad. It made me mad. I called the guy, and I gave him a cussing. And I look on the all of these things on the internet, and I see all these pictures that could, I mean, everybody swears that it's a Bigfoot, but at the same time, you know, it could be anything. It could be anything. It could be a burned out tree stump. It could be a big mossy rock, all kinds of stuff. Well, okay. The people that are sending pictures like that, I kind of got to forgive them, because they might, you know, they might not be trying to kid anybody. They just might have seen something that scared them, and you know, it may be, it may not be, but but then, fast forward, not too awful long ago, we got a picture, and it was kind of the back of a Bigfoot head, and anyhow, I looked at it, and you know, things didn't look exactly right, but you know, it wasn't wrong enough that I could say that it was wrong. It just wasn't quite right. Well, I talked to Tom about it, and he he kind of agreed that, you know, it could go either way. So he had people trying to analyze the picture. Then the Swede noticed the flora around there, and we found out that all the plants that we were seeing in that picture didn't even exist in the country, in the area that the picture is supposed to come from. Well, then we've been asked to come on another man's show, the man that sent us that weird picture. Well, we all declined. We just kept looking at things, and then another guy called us and said, go to YouTube and look, and, you know, he gave us the website. I don't remember what it was. But he said, at the end of this one video, the picture splits into two. And there it is. There's the picture this guy was passing off as being on his own, being his own picture. Well, shortly after that, we talked to another guy that said, ain't nothing to it. He wasn't backing the guy's play at all. He said that he didn't see him take a picture. He didn't see him get excited because he had taken a picture of Bigfoot. When he saw it, well, he had his opinions too. Okay. That's just a drop in the bucket of what we have to go through with a lot of the people. We have the ones, yeah, okay, we've got a Bigfoot show. So our Bigfoot show isn't very good. So what we're going to do is we're going to copy Searching for Bigfoot. We're going to copy Tom Biscardi and his crew. Well, okay, like I say, I'm not going to mention any more names than I have, because everybody knows who they are. Everybody knows, all of those guys know that I'm talking about them, and that I call them chicken chips. But I get really aggravated because these same people, they want to use Tom's name. They want to take a ride on his coattail. They want to steal his show. They want to be the godfather of Bigfoot. Well, they're not. They're not the godfather of anything. I've traveled a lot of miles with Tom. I found Tom to be a very gracious host. He can't do it all by himself. Well, he has done for me and the Swede and a lot of other people. He's treated us so good, and, you know, I'm a loyalist. You know, if you back your friend's play, Tom is my friend. Okay, I see these worms saying, oh, Tom, you know, gosh, I so want to go out Bigfoot hunting with you, but I don't have any boots. Would you buy me some boots or one of those things? So, Tom, I can't pay my rent. Could you send me some money? Well, like I say, they're chicken shits. They have no class for one thing. They have no show for another thing. They don't have the intelligence to run it, which is not to say that I think I'm a smart man, but, you know, considering who we're talking about, I don't have to be very smart to get the drop on them. We've made the sweep. When we go out with Tom, we're not long for the ride. We go out and we hunt. We hunt. We're boots on the ground. I have a whatever this thing is, an iPad. I don't sit at the computer. When it's time to go out and go Bigfoot hunting, you know, we work as hard on the 10-acre woods as we would in the million or so acres that we spend most of our time in. When we go with Tom, we go with hunting Bigfoot. That is the only thing on our mind. We're not looking for, we don't look for them to, we're not charging $600 and letting them borrow our headlights while we go off and drink like some of the more famous, I guess you'd call them. But that being said, you know, I get mad. A lot of times me and if you heard me and the Swede talking about these people, you'd think that we was just, you know, the most hateful people in the world. And I do hate what these people are doing. I hate it real bad, but, you know, that's why we're having to talk. If you want to listen to those other shows, all I can say is, you know, everybody has to have a hobby, you know, waste a little time. Well, with some of those other guys, the ones that can't have a real show because they can't keep the bills paid, and so they try to get hold of Tom and see if he'll pay their bills and all that. Well, we think the world of Tom, and we really, really get pissed when we see people trying shit on him. And I wanted to get a little bit of it off my chest. We don't need that. What we need is honest people to call us. We want honest people to show us the pictures. If we wanted fake pictures, we could make our own probably. But that's not what we're here for. I'm here to prove that Tom's been right all along. Sweetie, you got anything to say?
Well, you know, flatter, you know, it's imitation is a great way to be flattered. You know, somebody imitates what you're doing, it's a form of flattery. I mean, it's like, yeah, you know, that's a good thing, but there's the fine line of that, and as you expressed, the, you know, the plagiarism, the you know, the deception, the, you know, the out-and-out lying and talking smack, that smack talking, you know, there's a difference. You know, me and you used to say it all the time, and Tom would get on to us and say, no, you can't stay out there the whole time. And we always say, well, we can't find a Bigfoot in the hotel room. We got to go to the woods because me and you always camp. We don't stay at the hotel rooms. Tom always offers up the hotel, always wants us to come. Here's a room, man. You got it. You guys need to come in, get cleaned up, whatever. You need to take a shower, warm up, all that. Boots on the ground, as you say, you know, that's always been our thing. You're not going to find anything except a bunch of grief from us behind the console of your computer. And that's what it's been. We've just seen, like you said, we've had these experiences with these folks, and it's all just a bunch of hogwash, man. They get behind the computer, and then, you know, nothing's happening. So you know, there's always got to be the way it is that there's always somebody at the top of the mountain. Well, Tom's at the top of the mountain, and there's always got to be somebody who's trying to knock him off, and that's what it is.
All those other people got to remember. All those other people need to remember. Shit rolled down there.
That's right, and we've seen it. It's just so obvious at so many in so many levels that we've experienced it. And you know, you don't want to. You try to be cool about it, and to a certain point, you can. But then, like you said, it's so blatantly out there that. That where you get caught, you know, taking somebody else's picture and saying it's yours. I mean, wow. You know, it's a wonder somebody hadn't gone after him for that. And then put in a little bitty red writing there, you know, this is property of, you know, whatever show. Well, it was never his to begin with, you know, and how dare you do that? And then come off and say, well, you know, the only way I'm going to forward myself is I'm going to have to make a deal with the devil, and I'm going to have to talk to Tom Biscardi. Well, you know who you are, big boy. You shouldn't have never done that, and you're never going to get ahead. You're never going to mouth the shit because you're going at it the wrong way. You got to do it. Tom's been at it for a long time. He's been loyal to everybody that's been loyal to him. And I can understand his frustration because we live it. You know, we see it all the time. You know, Tom is our friend, like you said. And it's just unbelievable, the shirt tail riding. And, you know, and what I don't understand, Rocky, just like we've talked about, is after you get busted out the first time, why do you keep doing it? You know, you just
right.
Keep coming back for more. You know, that just proves to me that it's just there's some kind of a mental problem there or something, or some kind of, I don't know if it's a, you know, I'm grasping for an answer, like a Napoleon thing, you know. Well, I'm the little guy, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, or something. I don't know what's wrong with it. But you know, the best thing, you know, it's just like deer hunting. You're never going to kill a deer when you're looking at a magazine. You got to get out there and do it, and that's what we do. We get out there and do it. You know, you can't do it from behind the computer table. It's never going to work out for you. If you want to do that, you should become a programmer and work for IBM or somebody. Get out of the Bigfoot world.
Well, you
go find something else to do.
We have some having. As many miles as I've had with Tom, I see how the people are. You can get like the one woman there in Rockwall. Everybody else has gone to bed. Me and you sit up and talk to her, and you know, I walked away there believing her 100%. Well,
oh yeah, yeah, Miss Loretta. Miss Loretta, what was her name?
Yeah. There's her, then there's the others that are so full of crap their eyes are brown. and Waves.
Yeah, the two boys. Waves. You recall the two boys that tried to bait us into. There's a there at the gated community there that they had a Bigfoot in their
yes.
In the Ripple Woods behind, you know, whatever.
Yeah, his tailored shirt cost more than my gun did.
exactly.
The thing of it is, I have big problems. I've seen people. Some people in Florida, you know, I listen to their story, and you know, I'm not doubting all of it. I'm doubting some of it, but Tom, being the gracious host he is, had about half the damn town. There at that restaurant, and you know everybody was eating, and Tom was paying, and everybody was loving that. But the one guy that had called us down there in the first place, there was so much going on that well. Tom's one man. They can't keep up with everything. But me and Bill Coffey heard part of the conversation that we weren't supposed to hear, and that was what we will do is do like we did the little rich boy, and we'll have Tom set us up in our own Bigfoot hunting business, and you know we'll do him like we did the rich boy and hit him for about $500,000. Well, they said that behind Tom's back, and me and Bill heard it, and so we told Tom to come on out and let us tell you what we have heard. And so, anyhow, we left. We left, and, you know, but it's just something that me and the Swede aren't able to do. Could be our upbringing or just our bullheadedness, but, you know, are we loyal to Tom? Damn right we are. Tom's our friend, and you know we can't deal with it very well when people start that kind of bullshit. And if all the people that we've talked about, all the things that we've mentioned, those people know exactly, and they're listening right now. I'll let you know. They're listening right now because they're so quick to steal or try to steal Tom's show. They're listening, and maybe they'll be talking about what an asshole I am tomorrow. I don't care. Those kind of people don't bother me at all. It's just their actions do, and I can't abide a man that. That shakes your hand with one hand and steals your damn wallet with the other. And like I say, everybody knows, everybody that's been listening to the show long enough knows who I'm talking about because they've been guests on the show. Tom has done so much for them but sometimes so much just isn't enough to suit them. Well, my point being for all of this rant is if you've got something going on, by all means, let us know. We would love to be your boots on the ground again. But, we don't appreciate the tall tales, stuff that, you know, is, well, we've got the boss, Tom. We feel like I say, he's one man, and one man can only look in so many directions at once. But you know, me and the Swede, we can add eyes and ears and all that. And like Tom said, I may be an old man, but I got to be old by being kind of smart in some things. And, you do my friend wrong and you've done me wrong. So.
I can interject, Rocky. Yeah. I want to thank you so much. And you too, Sweet. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes Rocky, Swede, and other guests or co-hosts and people are a member of my team, sometimes they get so riled up, sometimes it's hard for them to talk and really exude the real reason behind the anger. I've been sitting here listening to this, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, he's so spot on. Okay, and what comes out of his mouth is pure truth, as well as Robert's. Robert brought up three words, okay? Actually, two of them, deception and lying. I want to go over that, take a minute probably on each one, and then Rocky used the word riding on my shirt tails. Deception is a big, big, big word to use due to the fact there's so much of it going on in this industry. Lying, forget about it. Lying you do every day, whether it's with Bigfoot, whether it's your spouse, your significant other, your family, kids, whatever, you know. The thing that bothers me is the deception. And I'm going to give you a brief encounter. Some of you people are going to know who I'm talking about. There's this person that lives like a mole in his mother's cellar because he can't afford to make a living to get his own apartment and fend for himself of her house. He lives in the cellar of his house. She could be dead by now. I hope not, but I hope she's still alive. But here's one that comes out, purports to be a Bigfoot squatch detective or what, I don't know what the hell these things goes, because I don't talk to these people anymore. When you become a non-person in my life, I really have nothing to do with you because you don't exist. But here's somebody that, you want to hear deception? This one's deception, because this cat, it was never brought to my knowledge until my guys and my editor on my movie said, "Who is this guy?" I said, "Which one?" He said, "The ugly guy, if he takes off his hat." And I says, "Well, what does that mean?" He says, he's actually bald, but when his hair starts to grow back when he's out in the field with you guys, he looks really even uglier. Oh, I says, "Is it this guy?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, it is him. That's him." And I said, "Why are you bringing him up?" He says, "Every time you're in front of the camera, whether it be the press, whether it be radio, whether it be the news or TV coverage, he's right there in that clip saying, oh, yeah, I saw him. I saw the creature. Oh, I heard the creature. I want people around the globe to know one thing. This is the same guy that was afraid to go out in the dark. We've never said nothing to nobody about this guy until now. But that's the truth, okay? This is the same guy that we went out to New York with him and a couple of his members and found out that he went right by two tracks. And Bob Schmall's back was with me. TJ was with me. Marx was with me, his grandson. And all of a sudden we're saying, look here, what are these two things here? And these two guys brought us to their area, didn't even know what they just passed up. And here there were two. So, of course, Tim was there with us, and I said, go back in the truck and get some plaster Paris and let's make this cast. Beautiful track. And he says, the guy says to me next to this clown, says, oh, can we have it? Because we've never had a real good print like this, an indentation in the ground. I said, well, you probably got a ton of them if you look for them, especially if you've got supposedly these people that know what they're doing. That was just one incident, okay? There's so many more that's happened throughout our tenure of what we do, ladies and gentlemen, okay? And believe me, there's been times that this stuff would fester in my body, and I'd go berserk, and I'd get outbursts and say bad words and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's when I was younger. I've gotten older now, and when you get older, you get that gray hair, and that gray hair is called wisdom. And wisdom kind of slows your roll, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the old adage, and you all, you guys heard it, okay? All heard it. Just like the two bulls coming up on top of the ridge and saying, oh, my God, look at all those cows. That the young whippersnapper says to the old man, says, well, let's run down there and get me some. That's my good old buddy Sweet would say, let's get me some. And the old man says, oh, you old son, let's mosey on down and let's get all of them. So what I'm trying to tell you guys, it's real simple. You know, we respect everyone. That's why we've been on the air for so damn long. We hear everyone out. We listen to their stories. We respect them all. And everyone, we thank them for coming on. And we also say, welcome to the fantastic world of Bigfoot. I want it to be known that due to the fact of the Bigfoot, a lot of people's lives have changed. And what I'm trying to tell you is this. Next week's show, I'm going to give you examples of maybe just 10, how it's affected 10 people in the Bigfoot world and how it's either ruined them, stabilize their thinking and their mind, or whack them out and they're in a different dimension in their life completely. And this needs to be talked about because nobody talks about that side of the story. And that's a very, very big thing here. And I know at least 10 of them who have gone and copied us, gone to our places where we've already been, paid people money to take them out to the areas where we've been. It's unbelievable, folks. And when you hear this story, you're going to say, wow, are there really people out there? Yes, there is. Stay tuned to next week because I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be an ear opener. It's going to make open up your eyes real wide. I want to thank my co-host, Rocky. God bless you, my brother. Swede, where would we be without you? God love you. Keep those recipes. Keep coming in. And kudos and salutations. Till next time, America. I thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for calling in and listening to us rant and rave. All the truth. call in next Wednesday and get the rest of the story. Good night, Sweden. Good night, Lyndon.
Good night. Good night, Lyndon. Keep on Bigfooting, everybody. We'll be
Thank
here.
You, sir. Yep.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legends, tales, and facts. We're together.